Hi, I'm Amy Etchison from SIU Press.
And I'm Pinckney Benedict from the SIU English Department.
Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort, where we take a behind-the-scenes look at the making of Blanket Fort Radio Theater Productions.
Today, we're proud to release the next episode of the podcast version of A Night of Another Sort, Prohibition Days and Charlie Berger by Gary DeNeil.
We hope that you have enjoyed the podcast so far. You can find all previous episodes of this podcast on Spotify, iTunes, the NPR One app, or on the WSIU website by searching for Blanket Fort Radio Theater.
You can also follow the links on our website, www.blanketfortradiotheater.com.
Today, we are continuing our conversation with Dr. Grant Miller of the SIU School of Education. Grant is having his students, who are teacher candidates, create high school curriculum units using the Blanket Fort Radio Theater version of A Night of Another Sort.
Well, Grant, where will this curriculum live? You've talked a little bit about your Educating with Evidence project. Will it be on that website?
So yes, it'll be available at educatingwithevidence.siu.edu, which is a website and project that originally started from support with the Library of Congress. And we have a section on that website called Local History Resources. And so that's where we have things around the 1937 flood, around the Trail of Tears that went through Southern Illinois, the Underground Railroad and its connections with Miller Grove. And this will be another example of curriculum that will exist there that will be then ultimately accessible to anyone. And so just by, you know, going to that website and clicking on those resources, and it's something that anyone can download for free.
Will it be something that only, you know, teachers will be able to interpret, or will it be a more accessible site that would be interesting to people listening to the podcast?
I mean, honestly, I would see it as it's potentially of interest for the general public, because this is another format that we're seeing happening even in museums. For instance, you know, museums have been trying to move away from being a textbook on the wall to actually engaging then, you know, visitors to that museum in kind of thinking more critically about what they're seeing. Like, here are several different, you know, primary sources, or here are excerpts of primary sources about this topic. You know, what do you think? You know, what are your takeaways from this? You know, how do you connect to this? So I could see that definitely kind of, you know, being something that is of interest to a larger variety of audiences. Because again, it's not just here's another story or another version of this, you know, but an opportunity to explore with a little bit more depth.
And then those primary sources are going to be collected there.
Yeah, they'll be linked there, absolutely. So, you know, like, for example, the Library of Congress has this amazing resource called Chronicling America, and there are millions of newspaper pages that have been digitally scanned and that you can digitally search. So we'll have links to those, you know, newspaper excerpts, because again, you know, another big thing around this topic is public opinion. And when that public opinion shifted for Charlie Berger in terms of, you know, ordering the killing of Ethel Price, you know, so now we have an innocent woman who's, you know, being ordered to, you know, be killed. And so public opinion shifted, you know, from a lot of historians' perspectives or you know, arguments at that point. What did that look like in the media? Did we see a shift in the media as far as like how that's being presented? I honestly don't know the answer to that question right now, but you know, that'll be an example of a topic that students could explore and provide primary sources, so that you as a student, or honestly you as just someone, you know, in the general public, have an opportunity to go straight to the source and read it for yourself and kind of pull away from what you can from that. Because I think a lot of times what's exciting about sources in this case, we're wanting students to think about some critical questions about, you know, who created that source, you know, so that there might, you know, so Charlie, you know, Berger has, you know, this war with the KKK here. There's a lot of, you know, examples of media that are sympathizers for the KKK. So how they present Charlie Berger could be obviously very different than other publications. And so that sourcing the source, asking who created, is important. Or, you know, contextualizing it. How far away from the event was this newspaper article written in terms of, like, you know, was this 25 years later or a few, you know, weeks after the event, and so forth. So it's an opportunity to engage not only students, but also the general public, and just kind of having an opportunity to explore some of these topics, these questions, and these themes.
That's great. Well, I love the idea that this will be not only curriculum, but also a sort of digital exhibit, you know, as you compared this to, you know, a museum, that it's something that other people, that the general public, can go in and read more about this.
I'm going to go look at the primary sources now.
You know, now that they're collected, they're going to be collected in someplace easy for me to get to.
Grant, can you tell us again where we can find the Educating with Evidence materials?
Right. So the website is educatingwithevidence.siu.edu. And that's, of course, the landing page where there is a section that you can click on that is local history resources.
That's all we have time for today.
We hope you're enjoying A Night of Another Sort.
Please visit our website at www.blanketforttheatre.com and follow us on Facebook.
And please give the show a rating and write a review on your favorite podcasting platform to help us spread the word about this project.
Again, this is Amy Etchison from SIU Press.
And Pinkney Benedict from the SIU English Department.
Encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort
and tell a story.